So good evening to you, and welcome you to the B.B. King Show. For the next 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, you will be entertained by the B.B. King Orchestra. How about a great big round of applause for the B.B. King Orchestra?
We'll be right back.
The BB King Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. Lay it on him. We can't hear ya. We can't hear ya. We can't hear ya. All right. ATP, you come and boogie with me, yo! Thank you. Come on. groove with me. Oh, make me feel that. All right, I feel it. Ladies and gentlemen, would you kindly keep your hands together and please welcome to the stage that dynamic gentleman of the blues, Mr. B.B.D. That dynamic gentleman of the blues, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. B.B.D. Let on in, all right. Listen, when I'm talking to you, you think you ought to do, baby, anything you want to do. Gotta be crazy, baby. Love's gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bill, I plan to call me the boss. I'll drink if I want to, play a little poker too. As long as I'm taking care of you, as long as I'm working, baby, and as long as I'm paying the bills, I don't want no more from you. About the way I'm supposed to live, gotta be crazy, baby. Love's gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bills, I'm paying the got me. You act like you're ashamed. You don't act like my baby. You're just using my name. But I tell you, I'm going to hell the money, and I don't want no back talk. You don't like what I'm doing. Can't help you win the war. Gotta be crazy, baby. Just gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bill. Oh,
Watch the seed just scatter, cause you gotta reap just what you sow, and try and and go shopping instead. I said I've got a good mind to give up living and go shopping instead. To pick up me a tombstone. When I read your letter this morning, babe, that was in your place, man. Oh, when I read your letter this morning, babe, that was in your place, man. That's when I decided, oh, that I would be better off dead. The letter read, it's no use you looking for me, baby. I'm a hoping to get me back. She said, it's no use. No use you looking for me, baby. I'm a hoping to get me back. Because it's all over now, baby. Hey, baby. Thank you.
Can't hear you, Houston. Thank you. On this particular tune, we think that maybe, well, tonight's latest night, you know. I said tonight's latest night. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, every night's latest night.
Now, ladies, if that's the case, there might be someone in the audience that you might want to kiss. I said it might be someone in the audience that you might want to kiss. Mind you, I said in the audience, don't these guys up here pucking up? No kissing up here. There's no kisses up here till you get out. Yes, sir, no kissing on the bandstand. Don't kiss them yet, ladies. See, one lady already grabbing the mantle. Don't kiss them yet. Now, ladies, it could be that you have seen some guy that you wanted to kiss for a long time. And maybe you got a good excuse tonight to kiss him, you know what I mean. So you can tell your old man that,
I just kissed him because BB said I could kiss somebody.
Well, if that's the case, you have my permission to do so tonight. I know I can hear some lady say,
my mother didn't raise me like that.
Well, don't worry about it. Your mom ain't here tonight. If you don't tell her, I ain't gonna tell her. So look around here. Give me some light so I can snitch. So I can look. Now all of you that brought you was with you, and you want to kiss them, go ahead. It's your business. All of you that bark somebody else, I ain't got nothing to do with it. And you that don't have anybody and couldn't bar anybody, then you have to do like we do up here. Dream. Get ready, ladies, get ready. Get ready? Let's do it. Get somebody, kiss somebody, kiss somebody, kiss somebody, kiss somebody. All right then. Oh my gosh. All right then. We got some good kissers over here. Hello. All right then. Boy, you're talking about kissing. Should put them in the book of records. Book of lists. These damn, yeah. That's another lady over there got two dudes kissing on her. All right. I see two dudes looking at each other way over there. All right, then. I ain't got nothing to do with it. You ain't got nothing to do with it. All right, then. Okay. I see a kind of old gentleman over there. About the age of a couple of people I know up here. Yeah, he's looking around, see if anybody looking at him. Yeah, he's kind of my age over there. I see him. I know how it is, brother. But that's a lady looking at him. Lady looking at him. She kissed him. She kissed him. Give him a hand. All right. All right. You're good sports. One for everybody, please. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Doing each show, we usually try and tell a little story, monologue with it, a little bit on it. And since tonight's ladies' night, I figure that I saw quite a few ladies that was kissing, so I know it's probably nobody in here that's trying to get rid of anybody anyway. But should you have yours with you tonight, and you know how it is. Getting close to Christmas, and he haven't been putting out nothing all the year up to now. You know he ain't gonna do nothing for Christmas. Woo! know, maybe you might have already figured, you know, that you're going to loan him to somebody else for a while, you know. Now, ladies, now listen to me carefully. I've got a few little secrets I'm going to share with you that we men usually keep to ourselves. Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm forced to do it tonight. The guys keep telling me, mind your own business. That's what they say. That's what I'm doing because Lucille tell me if I don't tell you, then I'm in trouble. So, ladies, I'm going to lay it on you. You better listen. I'm only going to say what I say once. Now, if you are looking for that man, the one to stay with the rest of your life, I'm going to show you how to get it. I'm going to tell you how to get it. If you don't already have him, listen to me. I got a lot to tell you. And you that's already got yours, you better listen too. Now listen to me. See, I used to quit all of my girlfriends just before Christmas. Yes, I did. I used to quit them all 50 of them, just before Christmas. And then after the first of the year, I go back and beg them all back again. Like that, you don't have to spend no money. You don't have to buy no presents, nothing for Christmas. But they got hip to me. It got harder and harder to get them all back again. So finally I decided to do what society say you should do, and that's get you one. Well, I agree with society until they say get one for the rest of your life. Now that part I don't agree with, because if they don't do right, society don't have to live with them. You do. So my philosophy is, get you one and stay with that one as long as you can. Then when they don't do right, you get you somebody else and give them to society. Let them keep it. Now ladies, usually when a man have a lot of ladies around him, he can't get married. Because one will leave and say, I thought you liked the others, you were looking at them. So you don't get married. They won't take you out to dinner. If you ask them, they look like you just came from Mars. They look at you real weird. So I'm sure it must be the same way with you. If you got too many guys hanging around, they ain't gonna spend no money. They ain't gonna buy no presents. They just get in the way. They like a dog at the haystack. He don't eat hay and he ain't gonna let nobody else eat none. So the thing to do is pick the one out of the bunch that you think you like the best. And that one, you treat the worst. You train him. Train him for what might happen later on. Now this is the way you start on him. You look him straight in the eyes. And this is what you say. If you can't do no better, baby, I think I'd better try to find me somebody else that can. Yes, if you can't do no better, baby, I think I'd better try to find me somebody else that can. Because the way you treat me, baby, you ain't doing nothing but losing a good man. Life is too short to be worried, baby, and I think you old enough to understand. Yes, I said life is too short to be worried, baby. And I think you old enough to understand. If you keep mistreating me, baby, you ain't doing nothing. man. Now you got his mind messed up. He don't know what it is he may have done wrong. But anything you tell him, you can bet he ain't gonna do that no more. But that ain't good enough. While you got his mind messed up, the thing to do now is threaten him a little. Threaten him a little. And this is how you threaten him. You look him straight in the eyes again. You tell him, you love me or leave me, baby. Honey, either one you wanna do. Oh, I said love me, love me, love me or leave me, baby. Honey, either one you wanna do. Because you see strange things is happening, baby. And something could happen to you. Now you got your point over. Thing to do now is make him take you out to dinner. I didn't say ask him, I said make him take you out to dinner. And what you do, you make him take you out someplace like Rockefeller's, where you old used to be either hang out or he works there. Now yours you got now, he know you used to be your used to be, but he don't know he's taking you to him. So when you get out to the club and you get seated for dinner, then all of a sudden your old used to be shows up with the menu. You look at the menu, then you look up at him and you smile just a little. Don't smile too much, it's dangerous. Because yours you got now, he know that's how he got you, so he ain't going to go for too much smiling. But then you look back at him and smile just a little bit more, just enough to let him know you still remember what he used to look like. Then you look at the one that you have now, and just as humble as possible, you say, oh, honey, I need love so bad. Oh, honey, I need love so bad, so bad. Seems like when I lost my baby, I lost everything I had. So you see, I need somebody, baby. Someone I can call my own. Oh, I need me somebody, baby. Someone I can call my own. I want somebody that's gonna love me and not gonna jive and carry on. Now you've finished your dinner. Time to go home. But just as you leave the place for the car, it starts to rain. So you rush to the car. But as soon as he opened the door for you to get in, you get in. But you lock his side. Let him get soaked a little bit. Don't keep him out too long, that's dangerous too. But when you figure he's got soaked a little bit, then you let him in. Give him a big kiss. We suckers for kisses. Give us a kiss and we'll do anything. Now, when you get him home, I say when you get him home, when he look off, you look off and you make it some good spit tears. Oh, you know about spit tears. That's crying when you ain't, you know what I mean. You look at him as if you've lost all your friends, everybody you love, your dog, your cat, everybody. Then you sniffle a couple of times like this, and you're like that. Then you look off and sniffle a couple more times, and this is what you say. Nobody loves me but my mother. And she could be jiving too. Oh, nobody loves me but my mother. She could be jiving too. So now you know why I act so funny with you, baby. Oh, when you do the thing you do, you got it. That's the right one. Thank you. I like to live the love I sing about in my song.
One more time for me.
I like to live the love I sing about in my song.
One more time, Lucille.
I like to live the love I sing about in my song.
Someone really cares. Guess who?
will wait eternally. Someone who wants your love, oh, so desperately. Bolden, make him happy, please. James Boogaloo Bolden.
Thank you. Thank you. We thank you. Thank you so much.
What's wrong with it?
To tell you. This one, ladies and gentlemen, is a lady that's caught an old man, caught him kissing. But he was kissing his cousin. I know he was, because he said he was kissing his cousin. But the lady didn't believe him. And usually when ladies don't believe you, they fire you. In other words, they get rid of you abruptly. Now, we fellas normally don't fire ladies like that. But ladies have a favorite time of getting rid of you. Like early in the morning when it's cold. Or mornings when you come in about loaded, you lay down and go to sleep, they wake you up and put you out. Most times they set your old clothes out behind you. They keep your new clothes for the new dude she might get. Now usually we fellas, we won't fire a lady like that. Most times we might retire them. Do like they do in service, put them in reserve. Then some cold nights when ain't nothing happening, call them up for active duty. But ladies usually don't play that. Now, first part of it, the lady caught the fella, and she's really fixed to get rid of him, but she hates to do it because they've been together for a long time. So anytime you've been together for a long, long time, 6 months, usually it's kind of hard to get rid of him. And the lady feels sorry for him because he was a good old dude, you know, in his time. But when he figured that he can't beg back in, he tried everything he could to keep her from getting rid of him. The latter part of the song is where he tried to get back at her, you know. So now, ladies, I got one more little bit of information to lay on you. See, a dude usually look one of three ways when you catch him dirty. In other words, when you catch him dirty, you know what I mean. He look one of three ways. One. Two, three. You got him. Now we see the lady looking at him. real sympathetic, like she really hate to do it. Then we hear her say, "You're my mule. If you don't ever pull no more, you're my mule. If you don't ever pull no more, you ain't got the power, baby, that you had 10 years ago. You used to pull in the morning and you used to pull at night. And when you was pulling, baby, everything was all right. Then you used to pull in the spring and you used to pull in the fall. But you're getting a little old here lately, baby, and now you can't hardly pull at all. But you're my mule. I said, he's mad. He figured he's been misused. Stayed with her all of this time. 6 months. Now she wanna get rid of him. He's mad. He ain't gonna take it no more. I said, he's mad as... What? He's mad as... I guess you're right then. And we hear him say, "I've been downhearted, baby. Ever since the day we met, I've been downhearted, baby. And you are jealous when we're apart. I say you evil. You're so evil when I'm with you, baby. And you are jealous when we're apart. How blue can you get, baby? But you said, "I want a cowboy." I bought you a $10 dinner, and you said, "Thanks for the snack. I'll let you live in my penthouse." I said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you want to give them back. I've been down on it, baby. Ever since the day we met, say our love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how
dynamic gentleman of the blues. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. B. 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 Let on in. He can't hear you, Houston. Mr. B. B. King. Mr. B. B. P. Let on in. He can't hear you, you spit. Let on in. All right. Woo. Yeah. Mr. B. 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 Get on it. Yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, you make us so happy. Thank you. You make me wish that tonight wasn't the last night. I'll tell you, we've been here since Wednesday night, rather. And believe me, I really have had such a wonderful time. You've been beautiful. You, ladies and gentlemen, have been the ones that have made it all happen. And we thank you so very much. Thank you. But I'd like to give a hand to everybody here at Rockefeller's, because I'll tell you, I've worked around the world and I haven't found any place with any better cooperation and any more kind or friendlier people and nice to work with like I have here at Rockefeller's. And that's the truth. So for the sound, you're superb. The management, beautiful bartenders, barmaids, I should say, handsome bartenders, and everybody that have made these few days make me want to stay longer. Thank you. So will you give them all a big hand for me? The lights, security, everybody's been beautiful. Thank you so much. But as I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, none of it would happen if it weren't for you. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you so much. We love you. Right here, I'd like you to meet the band. These guys have been with me, most of them 4, 5, and more years. And of course, Texans dominate my group. At the keyboard, native of Houston, Texas, Eugene Carrier. Can I hear it for him? Make it happen. Carrier! Thank you. On the bass, Russell Jackson. Make him happy, please. I can't hear you, Houston. Thank you. Guitarist. He's from Shriner, Texas. Makes his home in Houston, Texas. Will you make him happy, please, with a Texas hand, Leon Warren, guitar. Leon Warren, thank you. Now to the drums. Can I hear it for Caleb Imprey on the drums? Caleb Imprey. To my far right on trumpet, another Texan,
Houstonian, ladies and gentlemen. Make him happy, please. James Boogaloo Golden. Boogaloo. Thank you. Tenor sax, give me a little taste. Make him happy, and it's Senegal! Senegal on the tenor sax. Senegal! Thank you, Sheriff. Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, this young man, he often teased me. He say I'm a slave driving dude. Not really. But he's been in the studio all day. In fact, we've been in the studio every day since we've been here. Recording, in fact, he's been the writing and arranging and mixing and all the whole works. So I think he's been doing a terrific job, not only there, but here on the stage too. Here's our arranger and conductor, ladies and gentlemen. Real fine young man. Normally when his wife is not with us, I said normally when his wife is not with him, I usually introduce him like this. He don't drink. He don't smoke. He don't. I better stop lying. Make him happy. Mr. Calvin Owen. Can I hear it for him, Mr. Calvin Owen? Ladies and gentlemen, another Houstonian. He's from Houston, Texas. Can I have a Texas hand for him? Mr. Calvin Owen. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we have quite a few celebrities with us tonight. Oh, by the way, I see Mrs. Calvin Owens over there. How about a big hand for our conductor's wife there, Mrs. Calvin Owens? Give a big hand. Mrs. Calvin Owens. Thank you. We have quite a few celebrities with us tonight. A young man that I think is one of the great, great singers of our time. In fact, a great entertainer and a dear friend. Ladies and gentlemen, he's now making his home in Houston, Texas. I've made so many good records. McKinley Mitchell! Thank you for being with me, sir. Also with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, another talented young lady. In fact, she happened to be a sister to a very, very talented gentleman, Mr. Conrad Johnson. Would you give his little sister a big hand, please, Miss Liz Gray? Give a big hand over here to my left there. Another great, great vocalist over there. Thank you. And I see way over in the background, kind of hiding out a little bit, Mr. Pete Mays, ladies and gentlemen. Give a big one way over there. Another great guitarist way over to my left. Pete Mays! I don't know, I may have overlooked somebody, but I want you all to know, Barbara, we're glad to have you, Bobby. How are you? Hello, dear. Everybody all right? How you feeling? Everybody feeling good? You feeling real good? Real good? Real good? How about on this side? Real good? Well, how about a big hand for everybody then? Everybody! Oh, by the way, yours truly, my guitar, Lucille. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, something that we don't do every night, but I see his brothers around. I see two or three of the Edwards brothers around here tonight. And they older brother has been with me for about 25 years. And he's my road manager, and he's a Houstonian. I didn't say how old he was. I said he's been with me about 25 years. Bebop! Bebop! I want you to see him. Where is he? Is he hiding out on me, Bird? Is he over there somewhere? Can you find him? Give him a big hand. He's been with me 25 years. Another Houstonian, my road manager. Bebop! Oh, lay it on him, Houston. You don't get on the bandstand often. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I need your help now. That's enough for me. You want to do it for yourself? Go ahead. You want to do it for yourself? Go right ahead.
Cause what am I fighting for? I win some battles, but I always lose the war. Stumbling out of here, and there's no man's land out here. But I know, gotta be a better world somewhere. Flying high, some joker clips my wing just because he gets a kick out of doing those kind of things. Hanging in space or just floating in midair, you know it just ain't fair. But I know, I said I know, there's gotta be a better world somewhere. Every woman I want, she only wants herself. And everybody I love seems to love somebody else. And every woman has got a license to break my heart. And every love affair is over before it gets a chance to start. Instead of tears, I'll learn all about laughter. But in the meanwhile, I'm stuck out here, and it just ain't fair. But I know, gotta be a better world.
Mr. B.B. King. Get on it. He can't hear you, Houston. That dynamic gentleman of the blues, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. B.B. King. He can't hear you. Darn every gentleman of the blues, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. B. B. D. Head on in. He can't hear you, Houston. He can't hear you, Houston. Yeah.
We'd like to thank you for coming out, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you enjoyed the show. We'd like to remind you to pick up a Rockefeller's calendar on your way out to find out more about upcoming events. Coming up in January and February, the return of John Lee Hooker here at Rockefeller's. Etta James will be making her first appearance here, as well as Willie Dixon. Once again, thank you for coming out this evening.